Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. S-M-R-T. S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm going to let you decide if you're glad you're still here, because I'm going to tell you that it's only going to be you and me. Just you and me right now. I don't have any guests. Just you and me. And I want to talk about some things that are on my mind. Some things, just kind of a continuation of some of the things that we've been talking about earlier in the day. I'm trying to, you know, as you know, I have a small business, just like you. I run a small business. My small business is only different from yours in the things that we do. You're in the restaurant business. I'm not. I'm in the media business. You're not. You know, you manufacture things, you deliver things, you cook things, you clean things, you build things, you advise people, whatever your business is, whatever your small business product or service is, it doesn't matter what it is or what I do. We're both small business owners. We're tied together that way. We're simpatico. We're linked to each other. We're exactly alike in the fact that we are small businesses, and we're different from big businesses. It's, you know, Blasingame's first law of small business says that a small business is not a little big business. We have our own unique things. So many of the things about us that we do and that we deal with, the challenges, the opportunities, so many of those things are very much like our big business cousins, but the way we have to deal with those things, the way we have to work with those things are different. For example, big businesses and small businesses have to capitalize themselves. They have to capitalize the growth. They have to come up with the funds to pay for the growth of their businesses. But small businesses do that quite a bit differently than big businesses. Big businesses have multiple options for capital. Small businesses, not so much. We've only got two or three options. One of them is a bank financing, which I'm going to talk about in a little bit later on. But basically, it's our profits, it's our own money, and it's bank financing. Sometimes an investor gets involved, but that's the minority, the fraction of the small businesses have investors, a fraction. And so that's not a big deal for small business owners. And so that's where we're different, but yet we're the same, but we're not the same. When we work with customers, we have the ability, the luxury, I think, and I think the advantage of being able to deal with customers. We all have to have customers. Large and small companies have to have customers. We're able to have relationships with those customers, aren't we? We're able to look them in the eye more often and to find out who they are and how they work and what makes them happy, what makes them afraid, and build a relationship with them. That's an advantage for us. We have to take advantage of those things. These are all things that I'm talking about, folks, are the things that are unique about small business owners, that we have to make sure we never lose sight of the fact that we do have some advantages. Being able, and one of them certainly is having those relationships with our customers. Being able to spin around, to be able to make changes. And this is a big one right now, folks. This versatility thing, this adaptability thing, this being quick and nimble thing is huge for small businesses right now. I promise you, every CEO in every business on the planet right now. Every CEO of every big company that you know on the planet right now is sitting in their ivory towers. They're making a lot of money. They got a jet outside that can take them wherever they want to go. They got thousands of people, you know, answering to their beck and call. They're, you know, you and I look at them and we revere them. We think, boy, that's a big shot. You know, I wish I were there. But I'm telling you, my friends, every single one of them is envious of you, if for no other reason than the fact that today you could do an about face. If you saw something that happened that was wrong, if you were doing something that wasn't working, if the marketplace changed, you could literally put your one foot behind the other one and flip around in an about face and continue to march. You're that nimble and you're that quick, and they envy you for that. 20 till. Stay with me. I'll be right back. I got some more of these I want to remind you about. Stay with us. Little Steely Dan bringing us back. One of my favorite groups. That's a good one, too, there, by the way. Peg. That's the name of that song, Peg. P-E-G. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. We built it for you. If you got 15 seconds, actually, if you got 5 seconds, yeah, there you go. You go to our website. There's something right there on the homepage. You don't even have to click. Right there on the homepage, 5 seconds, you can read it, and it'll give you a little quick thought, and then you can move on to something that'll take you 15 seconds to read. Then you can move on to something you can listen to in 1 minute, and something you can read in 3 minutes, and then something you can listen to in 15 minutes. We got lots of stuff there that'll help you with your small business. I hope you'll check it out, folks. We built it just for you. There's no barrier to entry. My blog is there, which we update on a regular basis. Which means like just about every weekday, sometimes on the weekends. These are all things that I write, folks. These are my thoughts. If you know me, if you've been listening to my show and you read my blog, you'll know where it came from. Also, my newsletter, which we publish every weekend, I write that too, and then we send it to you by email. And then of course, my knowledge base, AskJim.biz, all that stuff is there. We built it just so you could have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And that's what I'm talking about right now, folks. I'm talking about some of the advantages that you have as a small business. You know, sometimes at a time like this, we feel weak and powerless, right? We feel like, how can I possibly prevail in this economy, all this negativism, all this stuff going on? How can I, my little company, possibly prevail? Well, let me tell you something, folks. And I know this is cliche, but remember David and Goliath? Remember that story? That happens in the 21st century. It happens right now. It's happening right now. All you got to do is believe in yourself and understand that some of the things that you think are your disadvantages, some of the things that you think make you weak are actually what make you strong. That's right. I mean, I was talking about being nimble and quick and versatile and being able to adapt to what's going on and being able to do an about face if you need to. There are major corporate CEOs who are envious of you because you know what? They're not driving a sports car. They're not driving a little smart car that can spin around in 10 feet. They're driving a freight train. Have you ever in the history of mankind ever seen anybody turn a freight train around? It's virtually impossible. It could be done. But it ain't easy. And I know these guys. I visit with them. I talk to them. I talk to them about the challenges that they have, and they want to make changes. They want to do things differently. They see that the way they do business today is not going to help them this year and next year. But you know what? They got thousands of people. They got a culture, this huge culture that's been established in those businesses, and they can't turn that freight train around like you can. So what I want to replant this thought in your head that I've been talking to you. I've said this to you for years. I've been talking to you about this, you know, 10 years ago I was saying this to you on this show and in my writing. And that's this very simply. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. I'm not telling you to change industries. If you're in the concrete business, I'm not telling you to get in the roofing business. If you're a manufacturer, I'm not telling you to open up a restaurant. If you're in the dry cleaning business, I'm not telling you to open up a garage. If you're developing websites, I'm not telling you to go, start selling shoes. It's okay to fall in love with what you do. It's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. Think about that, folks. If you've gotten really good at a certain thing, at delivering a certain thing, you know, that's okay. If you've come, you probably got some trade secrets that help you to be more competitive in your business. But what I'm telling you is if you used to wait on customers to come in your doors, they may still want your stuff, but maybe they're not going to come in your door for it this time. Maybe today they want you to go to them. Maybe they want you to deliver it somewhere else. Remember what Wayne Gretzky said, the great hockey player? Remember what he said? He said, I don't move to the puck. He said, I move to where I think the puck is going to be when I get there. Now, that's what you need to think about, folks. Don't move to where your customers are today. Move to where you think they're going to be, because that's what's happening. It's a little bit of a head fake, I agree. But there's so many things going on right now. There's so much so many changes going on right now. The technology that's changing, the economy's changing. We've got a lot of negative pressure in the economy right now, in the marketplace. A lot of stuff going on right now. But you can prevail if you would just don't hold on too tight to what you're doing. Don't hold on to it too tight, because you know what happens, right? When you hold on to something too tightly, what happens, right? You strangle it. When you hold on too tight, you strangle it. And so don't hold on too tight. Fall in love with what you do, but don't fall in love with how you do it. Your customers are still want to do business with you. They just may want to receive your products a little bit differently, and they may want to receive them somewhere else. Now, you can use that literally or metaphorically, but if you're not thinking along these lines, folks, if you're not prepared to use one of the greatest advantages you have of being nimble and quick and being a smart car, not a freight train, if you can't use that to your advantage right now, folks, you're wasting an incredible advantage. I hope you think about some of these things. When we come back, I want to talk about you and your bank. Until, stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And it's just you and me. We're talking about some things that I've got on my mind as a small business owner, just like you. These are things that I do. These are things that I have to deal with. All the things I'm talking to you about today, folks. All the things I talk to you about every day. The people that I have on the show every day. We talk about things that are in my business, my small business, just like yours. I am no different from you. And one of the things I was talking about earlier in the hour is the way we have to capitalize our growth, the way we capitalize our businesses. Because if you think about it, folks, most businesses don't put 10% on the bottom line a profit. Now, but most businesses want to grow 10% a year, right? We all want to grow 10% a year, and that's a magic number, right? That's kind of a, you know, obviously you'd like to go 20% a year, but you'd settle for 8. But maybe you'd say, if somebody came to you and said, oh, we've been growing 10% year over year. Well, guess what, folks? Somebody's got to fund that growth. Because that doesn't, when you grow your business like that, that increases your requirement for fixtures, for equipment, for payroll, for marketing, for inventory, for receivables. Inventory and receivables, those are the biggies. Inventory, receivables, and payroll, those are the biggies, right? Somebody's got to fund that growth, because the truth is, because you've got to fund the growth, before the profits. The money has to go out before the profits come in. But even though you want to grow at 10%, that doesn't mean that you're going to put 10% on the bottom line to fund that growth with. The money's got to come from somewhere. And so many businesses would be happy to grow at 10% and put 2, 3, 4% on the bottom line. Well, there's this disparity there, isn't there, folks? You do the math, it's easy, right? 3%, 10% growth, 3% profit, there's a 7% disparity there. Where's that money going to come from? Well, for small businesses, most of the time that comes from banks, borrowing money from banks. How are you doing these days? Are you having any trouble getting money out of banks? If you are, maybe you're talking to the wrong banker. You've heard me say many times before that I think you should have more than one banking relationship, but and that one of them, how many times, a thousand times I've said this, one of those banks must be an independent community bank. Now, if you remember, I was telling you that when times were good. Back in, 04, 05, 06, 07, we were all rocking and rolling, right? And I even in those days, I said, you must have a relationship with an independent community bank. You can have other relationship with big banks if you want to. Bank of America, Citibank, I don't care. Wells Fargo, you can have bank relationship with those guys. That's fine. But you must have one of your relationships with an independent community bank. And guess what, folks? It turns out that those of you who took my advice or who already knew that, now you know that that may have been the best advice I ever gave you. I promise you, there's somebody out there right now saying the smartest thing I ever heard Blassingame say, and he doesn't say too many things smart, but one thing I heard him say that was smart was he encouraged me to go get a relationship with an independent community bank. Local bank, locally owned, locally managed, locally operated, loan decisions made right there in your hometown. You maybe could even own stock in that bank right there locally. That may have been the smartest thing I ever told you, because now with the big banks basically seized up, the little banks are not seized up. They're still making loans. They're still working with small businesses. Everyone that I talk to, in fact, on Friday, Mike Menzies is going to be right here again on the Small Business Advocate Show, and he is an independent community banker's independent community banker. I'm telling you, he's the creme de la creme. He's a member of our brain trust. He's my friend, and he's going to be right here to talk about these things. But I'm telling you, folks, today, if you have a relationship with an independent community bank, go nurture it, go make it better, go love up your banker, and let that banker be your best friend. Be your business's best friend. Because if you'll let them, they will be. If you don't have a relationship with an independent community bank, go make one today. You know one of them. You met them at Chamber. You met them at Rotary or at Civitan or whatever. You know an independent community bank. They're your neighbors. They're coaching soccer just like you are. You know one of them. Call one of them today. Don't let the sun go down on you not having an appointment to take one of them, go to lunch with one of them. It'll change the way you do business, ladies and gentlemen. It'll change your life. Let them be your best friend. That's experience talking to you, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I will see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.